That was Percy Aldridge Granger's Spoon River, with Percy Granger himself at the piano. Due to the magic of a reproducing piano, he played a piano which took notes 100 years ago, and now we can play it back on a modern-day piano. That was Granger's Spoon River, with Edgar Lee Masters in mind. Now let's listen to the band arrangement of it that Granger made. Here's Spoon River with Frederick Fennell and the Rochester Pops. Let's listen for the differences here on KPR. Good morning. Percy Granger's band arrangement of his Spoon River, Frederick Fennell and the Rochester Pops. There'll be a band concert this Sunday afternoon. Join the Mid-America Freedom Band this Sunday, October 20th at 2 p.m. for their first full band concert of their 22nd season. Ghost Stories is the name of this concert, just in time for Halloween. A ghost story complementing Julia Perry's Symphonic Band Symphony as they celebrate the centennial of this pioneering black woman composer. And then there's, just all kinds of spooky favorites and Halloween music season, and individual tickets are now on sale at freedomband.com. Looks like they'll be doing Night on Bald Mountain by Mussorgsky. So, Sunday, 2 p.m., it's at the Gem Theater in the American Jazz Museum in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next is Johann Friedrich Fasch, a concerto for flute, oboe, and strings on Kansas Public Radio. That was by Johann Friedrich Fasch, the concerto for flute, oboe, and strings played by Storm at Sea, Tempesta di Mare. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. Next, we'll have a fun little dance by Claude Debussy, The Gollywog's Cakewalk, and then Mozart's 40th Symphony. Some intense music by Mozart coming up, but fun as well. And American music in the 10 o'clock hour includes James Horner, Morton Gould, and Aaron Copland. Thanks for joining us for classical music here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU. We're live, we're local, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. Well, we had temperatures below freezing last night. It's still just 32 in Lawrence, and tonight, clear skies, low of 36. Tomorrow should be sunny and 70, Thursday night's low 47, and Friday should be sunny with a high of 74. Seems like those chances of rain for Saturday have been bumped to Sunday night and Monday, but the chances are greater. Now it's a 30% and a 50% chance, respectively, for some rain as we start next week. Nice arrangement for flute and harp for The Gollywog's Cakewalk from the Children's Corner Suite by Claude Debussy here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music today on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. And now, here's Herbert von Karajan, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, for Mozart's 40th Symphony in G Minor, now on KPR. That's Mozart's 40th Symphony in G Minor, Herbert von Karajan and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. We'll have some American music after the news. Morton Gould's Folk Suite. Aaron Copland's Setting to Music, 12 Poems of Emily Dickinson. And James Horner, music from an old Brad Pitt movie. Legends of the Fall from the 90s, I think, right after the news. And music later by Leroy Anderson and Franz Schubert. We'll hear some of his impromptus and String Sonata by Rossini, all kinds of great things coming up here on KPR.
News considered from NPR News.
Listen for more about that starting at 3 o'clock with All Things Considered right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live and local. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. 32 degrees still in Lawrence for the rest of today. It should be sunny and a high of about 63, gradually warming up, 70 tomorrow and 74 for Friday. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Thanks for listening to KPR. You can do so through kansaspublicradio.org or through our app.
Live from NPR News, Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 200 points. The NASDAQ is down 25. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Solidigm, focused on making solid-state storage optimized for performance and efficiency. Solidigm believes a new era in AI requires a new approach to data storage. StorageForAI.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Some movie music to start us off the 10 o'clock hour. We'll have more American music next with Morton Gould and Aaron Copland, but that was James Horner and Ludlow's theme from the 90s Western Legends of the Fall. That was Stéphane Deneuve and the Brussels Philharmonic with Renaud Capuçon, violinist. Good morning. This is KPR. It's about 9 minutes past 10 and up to 46 degrees already in Lawrence with sunshine, high of about 63. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch. It's a musical journey of love and loss, one weekend only, Thursday, October 24th through Saturday, October 26th, suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. Here's David Amos and the London Symphony Orchestra for an American folk suite, the music of Morton Gould on KPR. Folk Suite, some American music by Morton Gould on Kansas Public Radio. That was David Amos directing the London Symphony Orchestra. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. A special Classics Live with the Joe Pará Ensemble with traditional and classical music from Paraguay done by four Kansas musicians. This happy combination of guitar, piano, violin, and cello will also be visiting Lawrence next week and bring you their special mix of music at noon during Live Day, Friday, October 25th. They'll be playing from the Lawrence Public Library, and you're invited to go to the auditorium to hear them in person if you like. But join us tomorrow evening, Thursday night at 7, to hear them, Joe Pará. They'll be featured on this week's Classics Live. Next is music by Aaron Copland. Copland was fascinated by the fact that Emily Dickinson played the piano, and she would set her poems to music, and she would sing them and accompanying herself at the piano. So Copeland went to Emily Dickinson's home in Amherst to just kind of be alone there for a bit and kind of try to imagine what they might have been like. Well, these are by Aaron Copeland, but the poetry is all Emily Dickinson. Let's listen now to Sanford Sylvan, baritone, sing Emily Dickinson to us now through Aaron Copeland on KPR. Aaron Copeland went to Emily Dickinson's rooms in her Amherst home to kind of pick up the vibe. She not only wrote the poems, of course, but she also played the piano, and legend has it that she would write music for her own poetry and sing there at the piano accompanying herself. Copeland was fascinated by that. So, Aaron Copeland's musical settings, 12 poems of Emily Dickinson. Our baritone was Sanford Sylvan, and David Brightman was the pianist. We'll have some Georges Bizet, L'Arlésienne music next on Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Cherie Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century. It's Wednesday, October 30th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. This is KPR. Carillon from the First L'Arlésienne Suite by Georges Bizet, Leonard Bernstein, and the New York Philharmonic. How about the Governor Bradford March? That's something Leroy Anderson wrote. Listen for that in just a few minutes after the 11 o'clock news here on KPR, plus a Rossini string sonata, Schubert impromptus with Daniel Barenboim at the piano, and some anonymous music from long ago. It's called The Battle Between Heaven and Hell. That's all in the next hour, classically, here on KPR.
Hi, KPR friends.
For this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
That'll be next Friday, October 25th, the whole day of live music here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ, Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello, Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. This is kansaspublicradio.org.
Decline rapidly to 2030, and what's needed to get there is much stronger government action.
The next UN climate summit happens next month in Azerbaijan.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from KU. The Governor Bradford March by Leroy Anderson. It was played June 3rd, 1948, with the Arthur Fiedler's Boston Pops in Boston, and then, I guess, forgotten or lost or misplaced. It wasn't published until 1994. That was Leonard Slatkin and the BBC Concert Orchestra. And good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad to be with you for another hour. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series discussing reproductive rights tomorrow via Zoom. Details and a link to the discussion at lplks.org. And don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can fund the news and music programming that you love. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org under the support tab. Here's String Sonata, number 1 in G by Rossini on KPR. The Soloists of Venice playing Rossini, String Sonata number 1. Next, some Schubert impromptus here on KPR. The noon hour starts off with an energetic Hungarian dance from Brahms, and then we'll settle into some ballet music about the quaint village life. Music from Javotte by Saint-Saëns. Classical music from noon to 3 here on KPR. Now here's Daniel Barenboim at the piano for the 4 impromptus for piano by Schubert from Opus 142 on KPR. Daniel Barenboim at the piano, playing impromptus from the Opus 142 set by Franz Schubert. Always a great set of pieces. Next, a little bit of anonymous music from long ago. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. More information at atk.ku.edu. This anonymous music is a chaconne from The Battle of Heaven and Hell on KPR. Anonymous chaconne from Di Paradiso dell'Inferno, chaconne of Heaven and Hell for their battle. Matthias Malcha and the Ensemble Caprice here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Hear more about that starting at 3 o'clock when All Things Considered starts each weekday afternoon here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Right after noon news and Stardate, a Hungarian dance by Brahms and some French ballet music by Camille Saint-Saëns. Also, The Birds by Autorina Respighi. We're on KANU, KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming eclectic folk singer-songwriter Antje Duvokat, Sunday, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu and KU Spencer Museum of Art, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, now offering parking validation. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. It's 1201. It's KPR.
Live.